This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who's Kevin McCullough?
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Yeah, we sure are glad to have you firing up with us tonight. We talked a little bit about Mr. Trump and the bowing. To bow or not to bow, he did not bow. Good for him. Talked about that student out of Minneapolis. But now we get to open up the ladies' lounge, and there we will find our next guest, one of your favorites, actually, because she talks about, every single time she's with us, the most important thing in life. And I'm going to bring her on in just a second. I first want to tell you that tonight's Ladies Lounge is brought to you in part by the good people of MyPillow. MyPillow.com is offering for you, for this Father's Day, the opportunity to give Dad the best gift he's ever gotten in his life. That is a lifetime of great sleep. And he's offering his four-pack. Here's what you do. You get two premium pillows. You get two go-anywhere pillows. And he's going to take 50% off the total cost. And he's going to give you free shipping. It's called the Mike's four-pack. He's just totally psyched about it. It's going to be one of the best things you can ever do, because every single pillow that you buy, you will either use or give away and change someone's life with it in the process. Here's the number, 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Two premium pillows, king or queen, doesn't matter. You can take your pick. And two of the go-anywheres. I stick them in my bag. I take them every flight I'm on, every time I've got a long car trip. Anytime I'm going to be staying in a bed that's not my own, I roll one of those little go-anywheres right on top of the pillow they've got already there for me. It does the same thing that MyPillow does for me. It you can put it in the custom position to support your neck and shoulders. You get into REM cycle sleep. It is deep. It is restorative. It's just amazing. And here's the thing. It'd be one thing if I was the only one telling you that that these pillows do their job. Every single person on my staff for the last number of years have all had the MyPillows. That's what a good job they do. And their families use them. They use them. I use them. I give them as gifts. When you give someone the gift of a good night's sleep for the rest of their life, every single night, the best night's sleep they've ever had, that changes it. And here's the number, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. If you call tonight, you're going to get free shipping and 50% off the Mike's 4-pack, 800-506-2641. They're made in America. 1,100 workers he's got working for him now, making these of to the ultimate quality. They back a money-back guarantee, 60 days, 10-year warranty on the pillow. You cannot beat this. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. And Mike specifically wanted to help underwrite Relationship Night with Ashley Papa because he agrees with me. Relationships are the most important thing. So it's time to say, welcome back, Ashley Papa. Good to have you here.
Hey, Kevin. Good to be here.
And people think sometimes that I'm being a little bit facetious when I say that the relationship stuff is the most important thing in life. But this is what you do now. You're a Fox News relationship writer. You study this. Mm-hmm. You talk to experts all the time. Relationships mm-hmm. impact every area of our life. How could it not be the most important thing in our life?
Right, yeah. Unless you're a hermit and live in the woods, you're dealing with people every day in some capacity. So you need to learn how to have relationships with these people, whether it's work or, you know, the guy you get your coffee from or your spouse.
Well, one of the interesting things about your job is you're around the Fox News Channel and you mm-hmm. see really well-known people and you see people that no one would know their name and you mm-hmm. interact with them all the time. Do you see in the habits of people behind the scenes at Fox News a difference in those who are great people persons and those that aren't, whether they're visible or not? Can you tell there's a different quality to their lives?
Honestly, no. I think that, you know, maybe because of you know, the industry that we're in, we kind of see everyone as the same. So somebody I, you know from working with, I'd probably treat the same than treat the same as I would somebody who's like, you know, famous or a celebrity. Even though they might require more hand-holding.
But that's you. That's you being that way with them. I've spent some time at Fox, and I look at people, some of them very, very well-known. And you would expect them to kind of be like, oh, well, I'm Mr. So-and-so, and like da-da-da-da-da. And then they do extraordinarily kind things for people, and you go, wow, that guy is really a decent guy, even off camera. And then there's others that, you know, you think, well, maybe this guy's going to be really nice, and he just blows you off and is like, no, I don't have time for you. And what I tend to see is that sometimes I'm taken by quite surprised by those that have the really good skills, and then there's something in my head that goes, you know what, I bet that's part of why they're successful, because if you have learned to help take care of people the right way, life is going to take care of you the right way. That's my own hunch.
Yeah, you're right, and more people will want to be around you if you're, you know, kinder person.
Yeah. Have you noticed anything in your own life change because you started writing about relationships? How long have you been doing it now?
It's been about 5 years.
And it was just very, kind of sporadic at first, and then it became a really regular thing for you. Now you're the featured relationship writer for the entire website. What are some of the things that you have picked up on?
Well, it seems like one of the main points that I've learned is how important communication is and being able to talk to people, and, you know, because people can't read your mind. So if you're open with them, that's probably the best thing, you know, for a relationship, I write about like all sorts of things, like things to look for in others who, you know, in advance, so you don't get into the wrong relationship, you know, and save yourself some, you know, heartache and trouble later on in life.
You're writing the column.
I write a lot about that.
You're writing the column you wish somebody had written for you before, back in the day. That's the thing. Now, I dole out all kinds of advice I wish somebody had told me a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. You wish you had read it before, but that's part of the learning process, you know?
Yeah, I guess it is. Well, the fact that you're helping people is a great thing. And not only the column, but you've also got a book coming out. Brag on it just a little bit. When's the street date?
Sure. So it comes out July 4th, my favorite holiday. And it's fiction, but there's a good message in it. It's called The Vixen Investigator. Vixen Investigations, and Vixen Investigator, she is, she seeks out cheaters. She's hired to...
She's a detective that busts the love cheaters.
Yeah, so she's like the vow enforcer. She wants, you know, people to be treated right in their relationships, and she's out to make sure that that happens.
Well, we won't give away any of the plot, but I have had some inside knowledge of this project going along, and I think people are going to enjoy it. July 4th, download it on Amazon or Kindle, I'm assuming, and then you can get it in your favorite bookstore. Now, and it's called The Mayoral Affairs. Is this going to be a series? Do you think there's a potential here that the Vixen Investigations will go beyond just, like, the mayoral affairs?
I hope so. You know, it's on pre-sale at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, so you can check it out. And everyone is saying it looks like it's series worthy, so that's what my goal is.
That's great. Well, you worked so hard on it for such a long time. I'm really proud of you. And not only that, you use the word vixen, which I did not have quite an appreciation for until this last week. And I got to tell you this story, because when I heard the word in this context, I thought, I can never look at Ashley's book the same ever again. It had to be, I'm guessing, like the last Sunday, I think it was, going into Monday morning. The whole family's down asleep. The baby's sleeping just peacefully in her little bed with her little Princess Sophia cape on. And she wanted to go to bed with the Princess Sophia cape, so she has that. The boys finally stop beating each other up. They're in their beds. They're finally sleeping. The lovely bride, she's finally nodded off. And I am in my MyPillow Deluxe dream sleep. You know, I'm in deep, deep REM cycle. And outside our window at about 3 in the morning, for I kid you not, what had to have, it seemed like maybe 2 hours, but it was probably in all essence more like 15 minutes. I heard, wow! Wow! And I'm like, what is that? So after 15 minutes, when I just decide, okay, it's not going away, and then you'd hear,
wow! Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what is? So I go out, and there is a she-fox in our front yard, and evidently had been griping at the neighborhood dog. But she-foxes make, that's the sound they make. And you want to see something funny, go Google it on the YouTube. You'll see all kinds of she-fox.
Wow!
And the female fox is called a vixen.
A vixen, yep.
That's the proper terminology of the vixen. It's also proper usage to call her a bitch, which at 3 a.m. came to mind when she was outside my window going, wow!
Did you yell at it?
No, what I did, well, so I opened the door, and she could immediately sense that something was up. So she's, like, sticking her head around the front brush, and we have kind of a side driveway. And so I thought, okay, I'll just flip the light on, and if that'll make her run away. No, it didn't. She just stood there amused. So then I just came barreling out of the door, yelling right at it, and it just ran up the street. So, anyway. Hey, we're coming back with Ashley Papa.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
Beautiful shot of the East River, and that is the Brooklyn Bridge and the Queensboro Bridge. Thank you for being with us. If you're watching on Biz TV, that's what you saw. If you are just listening by way of radio, you have me doing Fox impersonations tonight.
Wow!
Anyway, Ashley Papa is with us to talk about relationships. So, Ashley, now I have this game where my daughter asked me, you know, Daddy, was that a horse? And that what she's asking me is, you know, to make the sound, you know, so me, you know, and she laughs, ha ha ha. And she do the frog, ribbit, yep, and she laughs. And we've now added the fox to the repertoire. The problem is when I do it, she jumps out of the lovely bride's arms like 2 inches in the air every time it happens. So anyway. Hey, we're talking with the relationship writer for FoxNews.com, Ashley Papa. She's a fan favorite around these parts. Your most recent thing on FoxNews.com has to do with a very kind of uncomfortable subject, and that is 5 common reasons why people cheat in their relationships. Now, these are obviously romantic relationships that we're talking about. But first, before you tell us, we get into the discussion of what the 5 are, what caused you to want to write on this topic?
Well, because, you know, a lot of, well, not a lot, but cheating occurs, and sometimes we never get an explanation as to why it really happened. So I try to come up with the 5 most common reasons people do cheat, and the expert I talk to is, you know, she gets a lot of clients that come to her about these matters.
Right.
So I thought it was a good conversation with her to have.
She's a cognitive behavioral therapist, so she's into what people are doing and what they're thinking while they're doing it. So that's kind of interesting. You say, number one, they were conditioned to think that cheating is okay. Now, isn't that, Ashley, isn't that what Bill Clinton did? He just said, it's just everybody does it. Come on. It's not that bad.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, there's been, like, you know, studies, and, like, I don't want to point to the studies that link, you know, cheating to a gene, because I don't know if you can really prove that, but,
no.
You know, I'm talking about, it's like, you come from a family of where your dad was cheating or your mom was cheating and everyone around you was cheating, you might kind of inherit that behavior where you think it's normal and okay, and, you know, you either grow up and you cheat yourself, or maybe you recognize that it's a bad thing and you vow to yourself that you never will be a cheater. So there's, you know, that, you know, inherent cheating aspect that could be in somebody.
Well, and that's an interesting point that you bring up. Not that this is a faith-based show, but there's a scriptural idea that the sins of the forefathers are carried down to the second and third generation. That's kind of an Old Testament thing. But I have noticed that in some families, there seems to be this kind of replicative weakness in generation to generation. And it is, I don't know, I don't think it's genetic. I think it's more of the human condition and kind of just selfish hearts that we're all born with. But it is interesting to see how, you know, some grandfathers, fathers, sons, they're all just, you know, everybody does it. And so they just keep replicating that. I have 2 different fathers. My adoptive father, who was a very loyal man, he adopted me when I was young. But my paternal father, the DNA guy, was a serial cheater. And because of him, I did not know until just recently, just a few weeks ago, that I had other sisters out there that I have since been reunited with. So it's been kind of an interesting and very damaging part of my life to discover what the long reaches of his cheating, you know, has caused. So that's being conditioned to think that it's okay, or at least if it's not okay, they don't think they're going to get into serious trouble for it. And we as a society, we don't really shame people anymore about it. Like if you're a cheater, it's not really looked down upon in public life, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's changed a lot. Like, it's almost like, you know, you look, instead of looking at the person, like, you know, they committed this bad act, you know, you look at their surroundings and
right.
kind of blame the surroundings when it's really, you should be blaming the person because they did the cheating, and you can't blame, like, you know, like I just said, they want to blame, like, outside influence.
Well, the phrase I hear a lot now is, well, that's just the way it is. You know,
right.
The heart just wants to, you know other people. Okay. I thought the whole idea of
right.
love was like sacrificial commitment. Like, okay, I'm going to, you know, against all odds, I'm going to be with you for the rest of life.
Right.
We could probably spend the rest of this time just talking about just that one thing. But you've got some others here. Cheaters cheat mm-hmm. because they have low self-esteem. Explain that one.
Yeah, so this is a known risk factor for cheating, and often these people cheat because they use cheating as like a coping mechanism for their low self-esteem, and they might feel validated, more desired and needed if they cheat. So if they're not getting what they want from the relationship at home, they'll seek it elsewhere, and that might be a self-esteem boost.
So if you're dating someone with low self-esteem, just be aware of that, and that might be a deal breaker.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't know, like, where they're going to seek this self-esteem boost, you know, and it could be from another person.
Yeah. You talk about a wandering eye. It's sadly, this is another thing that I think the culture doesn't shame men with anymore. You know, what's really weird is I don't really ever catch women with wandering eyes. I work with a lot of young professional women in Lower Manhattan. I have lots of group lunches with people, regularly socialize in very, you know, casual circles. And I just never catch women doing what men still seem to do and seem to have done since caveman times, and that is, even if they have a really beautiful wife at home, they're looking over my shoulder at who that hot blonde is behind me, and I'm like, guys, come on, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and well, you know, in the city, the female to male ratio who want a relationship, what, like 100 to 1? So you're going to, I mean, the guys, like, they can keep looking if they want, because it's almost like that mentality today where there might be something better. There's always something better.
Yeah.
So, you know, why lock yourself into one person?
It's, well, then don't marry him. Like, if that's what,
right.
if you just want the eternal one night stand, then don't get married and don't, you know, make that commitment to start a family and do all that stuff that you do when you find the one that you think you want to do that with. Because all you do is
well,
just,
you know,
ruin everybody else's experience.
Right, but they'll do that because they want that, there's that low self-esteem comes back into play because they want that security of having that committed wife at home and
yeah.
kids, yet they still want, like, the side flings as
it
well.
It was all the tutor's fault. Henry VIII, like, you know, he wanted his heir, and then once he had his heir, he was like, okay, I want to sample all the other goods.
Right.
So, you know, give me my child bearer. We'll take care of them financially, and then we just go have our fun after that. I don't get that. Last one you have is they want revenge. Now, I've heard of people cheating to have revenge, but I don't think I've ever known anybody that actually did it. But this is a thing. People do this?
Yeah. So say you're in a relationship. You stuck with somebody who cheated on you, and you got over it. Maybe you committed to each other again or whatever. But then you're in the position where you have the opportunity to cheat. Maybe there's somebody that you work with who's been flirting with you, and like it's like you kind of can do it if you want, and maybe you decide to.
And then you've
get
got the excuse, hey,
together.
You did it first.
Yes.
I'm just, you know, I'm getting my wild oats out of my system now. I hear you. Ashley, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for doing all the good writing. Look for the book July 4th, Nixon Investigations. And Ashley, come on back. We'll talk to you next time. Okay, Kaylee McEnany joins us next week. That should be a great ladies' lounge. Hope that you'll join.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. We are so glad you're with us. Thank you for being here, and thank you for staying with us. Well, my crack research team, they did it. Take a look at this. What does the fox say? Yeah.
So much better with video. If only we had the video that could go with this for the TV.
I've seen that particular video. That's on YouTube. The interesting thing, okay, you can kill it because he's all done talking. The interesting thing about that is before it gets to the point where he's making those sounds, she, the vixen, is trying to court the golden lab. She's like, will you look at me? I'm a little fox. Hey, hey, hey. And so somehow in dog slash canine slash wolf slash whatever the fox is, evidently the wow is a mating call. Evidently male foxes, and let's just say it's not normal to call a male a fox, right? I mean, just men don't feel right about calling other men foxes. It's just not, it's not how nature is designed. But evidently that's, and so what was happening was outside my window that night, nature was occurring because it's way worse in the spring. So this chick fox, this vixen, see, if I say fox bitch, you can't censor me for the, you can't put the beeper thing on because it's the proper usage. I actually posted that on social media, and I still had some fundamentalist Christians going, you really should watch your language. And I wrote them back, and I said, did you know this is the actual word? Like, every time you use the word, you know, in the rest of culture, it's not right, but it is perfectly appropriate to call a she-fox a bitch. Am I getting too much thrill out of this tonight? I've never been able to swear with such freedom. Except I'm not swearing because it's proper usage. Yes, that is correct. Now my staff's really elevating the discussion on the chat room. Anyway, so we're dead asleep, and I hear that sound, wow, wow. And then the rest of the night, because I was like, okay, she's going to come back. I'm not going to be able to sleep. So I pull over the phone. I'm Googling everything I can about weird fox sounds, and it turns out that the female fox are the majority of the ones that make that sound, and they make it a lot during March, April, and May because they're horny and they want baby foxes, and that's how they get them. I don't understand animal husbandry. I don't understand how that's attractive to a male fox. If I heard a woman making that sound at me, I'd run. I'm out of there. Gone. But evidently, the fox world and the human world, very, very different for the she-bitches in the world of the foxes, the vixens. And did you also notice how we reduced all canine terms? We reduced women in human... this hit me because my bride and I were talking about the next morning. All the terms that we use to describe women all come from the world of canines. She's a fox. That's good. She's a dog. Woo, man, she's ugly. She's a vixen. Oh, she's seductive. It's all from, you know, oh, she, it's puppy love, right? It's all, everything associated with women that the culture has adopted, we've taken from the world of canines. Now, most women, all women should be insulted by that. Do you know how much more incredible the human being is than the animal? Why did they get equated to just canines? I don't get it. Anyway, so speaking of the balance of nature, the call of nature. Yeah, they're underwriting the show. They help us keep everything on the air, and they're willing to give you 2 free months of their fruits and vegetables, which have helped people in every health category that you can imagine. 10 whole servings of fruits and veggies in every dose. 2 free months when you call 1-800-246-8751. Get the details on how. 800-246-8751. But 2 free months. For me, that's like, I don't know, like 6 bottles of these. Because I go through these like you wouldn't believe. But 2 free months when you call 1-800-246-8751. Get the details by using my promo code KMC. And no one at Balance of Nature will ever respond to you like, wow! They just, they have a health coach. They'll actually walk you through your current health conditions. They'll help you kind of figure out how many veggies and fruits you should be taking. It's a really wonderful plan. And they've also guaranteed that the health coaches for the Kevin McCullough audience will be the very top shelf people that they have. So call tonight, 1-800-246-8751. Coming right back with Radio Night Live.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome. It's Radio Night Live, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us. There's a live shot of downtown. Let's see, that's the police depot there by the TKTS booth in Times Square. And again, we're very grateful that no more people died than the one in the terrible accident earlier this week. I had mentioned before we went to Ashley the real tragedy that the K2 synthetic marijuana is in New York. It is one of those things where I don't know if the rest of the country, like I know the heroin epidemic is everywhere, and there are some places here in the New York area where it's even worse. Staten Island has a really bad outbreak, but New Hampshire's riddled with this. You've got some of the southern and western states that have their problems. But I haven't heard of other places in the country having the problem with K2
this synthetic chemical, basically recreation of weed that they are now selling. And evidently they can sell it because it's not actual weed. Like, I think you can actually get this in, like, some of the bodegas and stuff in New York City. Now, I could be wrong, but I think that it's actually not something that you get arrested for. But whatever the case, some of the people that have been caught with it in their system have just done some of the strangest, most harmful things. And this accident that took place in Times Square this week was an example of that. This guy drove down from, you know, wherever he was in the Bronx, got into Times Square, decided to turn a corner and just nail everybody that was in front of him, dragging them along. The fact that only one person died is really a miracle when you go back and you see the footage online. I mean, it's really difficult to watch. So anyway, that's where we're at tonight. Okay, so Trump is overseas. And I started out the show with this, but put up that side-by-side still shot, Nick, on the TV screen for folks. 9 years ago, President Obama bowed when he met the king of Saudi Arabia. And look at the face of the king. He's like, what's this guy doing? Huh? Say what? And in the identical moment this time, Donald Trump comes down the gangplank, straight as a board, no bowing, and it is, in fact, the king of Saudi Arabia who is bowing slightly towards him in that shot. And so that caused me to create this meme. Now that's more like it. And it's been shared tens of thousands of times now online, which is kind of cool. But the reason I started the show with that is because I feel like that there is a degree of satisfaction that we as a nation should be able to have confidence in when our president goes abroad. And every time Obama bowed to a foreign leader, yeah, the late night shows might have hit him just slightly forward or whatever, but I heard from so many people across the country how deeply that bothered them, particularly veterans who have fought for the excellence of America and in their commitment to our country, don't want their chief executive to be subservient in any way to any other head of state, king, top of state, anywhere on the planet. And it's actually not legal. Like, we're not supposed to do that. But President Obama did many, many times. 888-340-3373. Anything we've talked about on the show is open and fair game tonight. Let's go to line one. Danny is in Tampa watching on Biz TV. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Kevin. I'd like to say about that 15-year-old girl who said about beheading Trump.
Yeah.
I hate Trump myself, but I would never want physical violence.
Okay, I'm so glad. Danny, hold on one second. I'm so glad that you called because when she changed her statement from what it was in the book to say, well, who of us hasn't thought about beheading him? I think I don't know any people that really, really, like, seethe with hatred towards Trump that have ever thought about I've never thought about beheading him. I didn't support him early on. Danny, I'm glad to hear that you would never think about beheading him.
No, I thought about maybe going to cop, told you before, a couple of rounds with him. I'd love to do that, two or three rounds.
You wouldn't last long, but that's fine. He's in really good shape.
He wouldn't last long.
He's in really good shape. For 70 years old.
I'm in better shape. Good shape. What are you talking about, man? Yeah. Please.
My money's on him, Dan.
She could have said something like, Kevin. She could have said something like, I would like to see him impeached.
Well, yeah, that's what a reasonable person would say.
Yeah, she would have been better off with it. Hey, Kevin, can I ask you a quick question about a journalist who died a few months ago that you liked and I liked?
Who's that?
Alan Combs, you said you were friends with.
Yep.
I really liked him a lot. I used to call him. His birthday was one day after mine. What did he die from? Do you know?
Yeah, he had a very, and they kept it really, really quiet within the family, but he had a very severe case of cancer that came on really, really fast, and he just had almost no ability to fight it off. I mean, they tried. And I guess he had had the same type of cancer a couple of years ago for a brief period, but this was just a massively mean, evil return of it, and it really came on quick, and there was just nothing that they could do by the time it took full throat, and it was sad. The broadcast world owed a lot to Alan. Danny, thank you for your call.
He was one of the good guys.
Well, let me explain what I mean by that. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So when I say, and I don't agree with Alan, I didn't agree with Alan on anything. I don't agree with Danny on anything most of the time. We're both in agreement that I don't think anybody's ever thought about beheading Trump, except for this 15-year-old in Minnesota. Who says this? Whose parents raised some spoiled brat teenage girl to walk around and go, well, who's not thought about beheading Trump? Has she ever seen a beheading? Has she ever witnessed one? Like, I can't watch those ISIS videos. The edited ones that they leave everything out and it's just the head sitting next to the body at the end. That's too much for me. I don't think it's good for the human being to watch that stuff. But back to what Danny was saying about Alan Colmes. Really one of the good guys, even though he was center-left and I'm center-right, he always spoke up for the right to free speech. And when the far-left liberals were trying to reinstate the fairness doctrine, he fought vociferously against it because he realized that if they got their way and you took away talk radio as a means by which people can use their outlet, it was going to affect liberals and conservatives equally. And we were both going to lose in that scenario. And he stood up for the right to keep that. So I do owe a great deal of thanks to him. Okay, so does it matter that Donald Trump did not bow and that President Obama did when he got off the plane in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia last night? I want to know your thoughts on that, because I thought it was a significant statement that sent us in a different direction. Coming right back, it's Radio Night Live, live from New York. I'm Kevin McCullough on Twitter at KMC Radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. And, you know, my heart was really touched earlier today. Donald Trump, they put out the pictures. And first of all, the Saudis, they rolled the red carpet all the way to Air Force One. I don't think they did that with Obama. But they had the gold-fringed red carpet, and it literally went hundreds of yards, meters, all the way to Air Force One. And so when he and Melania came down, they were right on the red carpet. The president, right up to the king, didn't bow at all, shook his hand nice and firm. And they even shook Melania's hand. I was like, whoa, you can do that? I didn't know. And she didn't have a headscarf on. They probably were too blind to realize that that's her hair. They probably thought that that's a headscarf. I don't know. But, yeah, and so you put those pictures side by side, and you just get a completely different sense that the world is going to react to us differently with Donald Trump as president. And I like it. This is the way it's supposed to be. Not subservient to someone like Obama, always bowing before everybody. Hey, Mr. Obama, we emancipated everybody. There's no more bowing. We don't have to do any bowing. All right, Gino in the Bronx. I have a feeling he wants to goof on Danny a bit. Hello, Gino.
Yeah, not only would Donald Trump kick Danny Boy's ass, but I think the scarecrow in his backyard that protects his marijuana plants would probably get a TKO on Danny. Because Danny, of course, would fall, drop dead from his smoking all that weed he's protecting with the scarecrow.
You know, he may be taking Danny, K, too. Like, he could be okay on that synthetic stuff.
Yeah, no, he's got the real thing ever since he went to the Woodstock. But anyway, as far as bowing crap is concerned, I could care less. All I care about is that the Trumpster makes the right deals, not just with the Saudis, but he also treats the Israelis to the same type of deal he's given the Saudis.
I think you're going to be very proud of him this week on that. I really have confidence on that.
I don't want him to sell out the way Obama did to Bibi Netanyahu.
I don't want him to. I want him to protect Israel's interests, but I want him to protect America's interests. And he got $340 billion in the deal with the Saudis today. So I mean, he's off to a good start, and I'm pleased with where he's at. Hey, Gino, always good to hear from you, man. Thanks for the call. All right, and he hung up. Anyway, Kevin McCullough saying thank you for making us a part of your Saturday night, and yeah. There was one last thing I wanted to try to get to, and I can't just... Oh, well, I got to brag a little. So, my firstborn today. I don't have a picture for it, but I could have brought video. I should have done that. My oldest, my firstborn, he's been doing this new thing for the last 5 months or so. Two times a week. And today he got his yellow belt in Taekwondo. At the young age of 7... And he's already said, Dad, could I get my black belt before 10? And I'm like, well, if you really push yourself, you probably could, because he's got to go through all the other stages. But Dad was really proud of him today. So I took him for ice cream in his pure white Taekwondo outfit, and he ended up getting chocolate all over his face. He looked like a clown. Got it all over his whites. That was perfect, because we go home, throw it in the washer, and everybody's happy. Everybody's proud. Hey, have a great week. We will see you here next week for Radio Night Live. Thanks so much.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.